Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
I am Jehovah. One of the misconceptions about Jesus is that he first appears on the scene in a manger in Bethlehem. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus appears in the opening words of the Bible. In the beginning, God created. And in the last words of the Bible, yes, I am coming soon. And he appears in every word in between. It was Christ's claims of being one with the Father that enraged the Jewish leadership. When he proclaimed his I am statements in the New Testament, they knew he was tying himself to the Jehovah titles of the Old Testament. B.B. Warfield has a great picture of the Old Testament being a mansion with richly decorated, beautifully ornate rooms, but which are dimly lit. So with just the Old Testament by itself, it is hard to appreciate the magnificent beauty that's there. In Jesus, the light is turned on and we can now appreciate the glory and majesty that was always there. So notice how the I am statements shine a bright light on the titles of Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh, I am your provider. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 35. Jehovah Rapha, I am your healing. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jehovah Nisi, I am your source. Jesus said, I am the vine. John chapter 15, verse 5. Jehovah Shalom, I am your peace. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jehovah Ra'ah, I am your shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 11. Jehovah Sabaoth, I am your wall of protection. Jesus said, I am the gate. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jehovah Tsedkenu, I am your righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jehovah Shammah, I am here. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 22, verse 13. In essence, Jesus is saying, I am Jehovah in all his fullness. So what are we to make of that? What are we to make of Jesus Christ? Here's how C.S. Lewis addressed that very question. This is a question which has, in a sense, a frantically comic side. For the real question is not, what are we to make of Christ, but what is he to make of us? The picture of a fly sitting, deciding what it is going to make of an elephant, has comic elements about it. But perhaps the questioner meant, what are we to make of him in the sense of, how are we to solve the historical problem set us by the recorded sayings of this man? The problem is to reconcile two things. On the one hand, you have got the almost generally admitted depth of sanity of his moral teaching, which is not very seriously questioned even by those who are opposed to Christianity. In fact, I find when I am arguing with very anti-God people that they rather make a point of saying, I am entirely in favor of the moral teaching of Christianity. On the one side, clear, definite moral teaching. On the other, claims which, if not true, are those of a megalomaniac, compared with whom Hitler was the most sane and humble of men. There is no halfway house, and there is no parallel in any other religions. If you had gone to Buddha and asked him, are you the son of Brahma? He would have said, my son, you are still in the veil of illusion. If you had gone to Socrates and asked, are you Zeus? He would have laughed at you. If you had gone to Muhammad and asked, are you Allah? He would have first rent his clothes and then cut your head off. If you had asked Confucius, are you heaven? I think he would have probably replied, remarks which are not in accordance with nature are in bad taste. The idea of a great moral teacher saying what Jesus said is out of the question. In my opinion, the only person who can say that sort of thing is either God or a complete lunatic suffering from that form of delusion which undermines the whole mind of man. In this quote, C.S. Lewis gives us three choices about Jesus. We can either say he is a liar, he is a lunatic, or he is who he says he is. What do you say about him?
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.